Oh, boy.
I know.
I love it.
The sound of our youth, right?
Yeah. Steve Carman, the Jingle King, who put that together along with things like when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Nationwide is on your side.
He did a great jingle and great commercials for Chrysler, and I always wanted to know, did he get a car out of the deal?
Probably. I would imagine.
I hope so.
And then WCBS hired the master of all these Nationwide accounts to do our local WCBS
sound. I Love New York, by the way.
I Love New York. We could go on and on. I'd love to, as a matter of fact. And Todd Glickman, who's in for Craig Allen this morning, got to be part of that. Now listen to this.
News is...
At the anchor desk, this is Gary Moore.
Entertainment is...
The field I cover, I'm Jeffrey Lyons.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is...
I'm Todd Glickman. The forecast coming up.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it best.
Yeah. Todd Glickman, eternally young. You look the same as you did in the pictures in 1979.
A little less hair.
Than you came in. I think you probably share the feeling that we all have of gratitude of being able to be a part of the legend of this place.
I mean, growing up in New York and listening to WCBS as a kid, and then being able to come on here at 23 years old and be a meteorologist on my hometown radio station, and here it is, 45 years and 3.5 months later, and still doing it? Wow.
Can you tell the story of when they made that jingle and
sure.
and they needed your voice? This is back before we had equalized lines and Zoom calls.
So for the first 2 years that I was on the air, I was living in Boston and worked for a private weather company, and I would phone in the weather on a telephone line. And
yeah, partly cloudy skies, high temperature.
Okay, it worked on weekends. But to make these jingles, they wanted perfect audio quality. So the director of promotions at the time, Winnie Mullen, this would have been the middle to latter part of 1979, called me up and said, we need you in the studio to read something. Go to Boston Logan Airport. There's a ticket for you waiting at the shuttle airline counter, and come down to the studio. We made an appointment. I got to the airport. I got my ticket, came down, took a cab. No, actually, I took the subway into the radio station. And she gave me a little script, put me in the studio. Dwight Taylor was behind the glass, our technician. And she said, read this. So I said, I'm Todd Glickman, the forecast coming up. And she said, you can go home now. That was it.
Listen, the way the airlines are working right now, you could have recorded on a cassette tape and mailed it, and it would have been here faster.
Uh-huh. You're not still waiting for your flight. Hey, Todd, so after all of these years,
45 years, 3.5 months.
Not that you're counting or anything.
Nope.
Something jump out, stand out for you as a defining moment?
You know, there were a couple of great things. There was Superstorm Sandy when I worked 30 hours straight because Craig's house was flooded out. There was the storm of the century, I think it was 96 with Art Athens. There were all kinds of interesting weather events. But the best part of the job was being able to come in on a day-by-day basis and tell the people how the weather would affect their lives and just communicate that to them. That's what we do here. That's what we do best.
The truth about Todd is he's the nicest guy you would ever want to meet, and you can throw him any line getting into the weather, no matter how bizarre, coming from WCBS anchors over the years.
And there have been some.
Yeah. Todd, is the sky orange right now? Yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
And you've rolled with the flow.
The pride of Long Island. Hey, Todd,
yep.
And because you're from Long Island, that's what got you the job. You auditioned with Jim Donnelly live, right? Or sat down there and they're like, this guy knows the difference between what's your line?
So what happened was I worked for a private company in Boston. They had selected Norm MacDonald to be the Monday to Friday meteorologist. He actually moved to Maplewood, New Jersey, where we could get a broadcast line. And Lou Adler asked the company to submit cassettes of people to do the weekends. And we had 7 radio broadcasters, and they sent the cassette. And Lou called back to the vice president of the company and said, we want Glickman. I said, why? He's the youngest one. He's the most inexperienced. I was only 23. He's the only one who doesn't say patly cloudy and knows the difference between schmutz and spritz.
I love it.
On that note, here's Tom Kaminsky.
And, you know, and Todd mentioned one name there in passing, Dwight Taylor, and that got me starting to think about all the wonderful engineers that we have worked with over the years, Todd and I, Barry Siegfried and Paul DeCroisset and Willie Thrash and Dwight Taylor. And
Eddie Schwartz.
And Ed Schwartz, and of course Dennis Graiani, our current engineer, and we wouldn't be on the air.
I remember Bill Fahan saying about Willie Thrash, Willie Thrash, if you tickle him.
I can picture Bill saying that.
Wayne's told that joke at parties for 40 years now.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that once or twice.